Sudan's defiance gives a ministry pause. Worldview training becomes keystone to outreach in Russia. And a missionary aviation outreach celebrates something new. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan's now pledging not to expel any more aid groups, especially those in Darfur. It's a flip-flop of President Omar al-Bashir's threat made on Monday to put an end to foreign aid presence within the year. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they had been considering a project in southern Sudan, but it's on hold for now.
This may stop long-term commitments to have a presence on the ground. What we're hoping for is to continue going in and doing short-term seminars, delivering short-term aid to churches. We don't know as yet how this really will affect the situation for Every Child Ministries in Sudan.
Keep praying. There are many obstacles in front of a new ministry.
Pray that ministries will have wisdom in knowing how to deal with this situation, and of course that God might change the hearts of leaders in Sudan, and that the motivations that they have would become manifest.
Next, recent research shows HCJB Global, an international media and healthcare ministry, is now reaching more than 1 million Arab households a week. It's happening in North Africa and the Middle East via radio broadcast through its strategic media outreach. Although Christian radio stations are illegal in most nations there, people hear the gospel through HCJB Global's shortwave, satellite, and internet radio broadcasts. Keep praying for open hearts and for the safety of the staff. You're listening to Mission Network News. Since the fall of the former Soviet Union, many Russians have turned to Christ. Churches have been planted and discipleship and training are now a regular part of the life of a believer there. However, SGA's Eric Mock says media and technology has hampered that.
With the advent of the internet, the inrush of, they are in the midst of having 5 pounds pushed into a 1 pound bag. And so training is now become hypercritical.
Training to help them to distinguish the truth and authority of God's Word while helping pastors share that with their congregations. Void of this training could be devastating for the church.
Truth becomes relative. Void of this training, we find that there's no real clean way to distinguish between all the different views and interpretations. Christ becomes an option among many.
That stymies evangelism. Funding and the personnel to do the training are hampering their efforts. Pray that God would provide for both of these needs. Elsewhere, Grace Ministries International's team in Tanzania reports some good news. A missionary aviation outreach has resumed its medical fly-in clinic in Kapenta. A team of doctors comes with medicines to Kapenta to provide medical care to the area one day a month. It's a service to the GMI team because they're working in a bush outpost. New outreach and development are taking place with a special focus on sanitation, agriculture, and evangelism. In the process, many are hearing the gospel. And finally,
our first MAF Kodiak, he's flaring out, power's coming back, and the airplane, this is really cool, the airplane touched down.
That's Mission Aviation Fellowship's Gene Jordan describing the touchdown of their first Kodiak 100 airplane delivered yesterday at their headquarters in Nampa, Idaho. He says this plane will replace the old Cessnas.
It was designed from day one to operate off of short, unimproved airstrips, but it does it with jet fuel and allow us to get fuel in areas where aviation fuel is not available.
Not only will it save money on fuel costs, but it's larger.
Each of our pilots can do in one flight what normally happens in 3 flights of a Cessna 206.
Jordan says this plane is heading south.
This airplane is going to go to Papua, Indonesia, to some of the most remote places on this planet.
Funding is needed for 19 more Kodiaks MAF will purchase over the next few years. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free music downloads and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.